everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. It is Friday, about 4 minutes after 10 o'clock, and that means it's time for the best setup man on the planet, Brian David Whitman, man.
All right, man. Here we go, gang. It is Friday night, man, and ba-boom. It's the end of a long effing week, man. Hey, man. And there's one way we like to end that week, man. Is to take those phones, man. I take one end and Whitman takes the other, man. And we totally open up those phones, man. 520, gang. It's 520-9710 or 888. My brother, 520-9710. Anything you want to talk about? Anything we've talked about? Anything we talked about? Anything we should talk more about, man? 520-9710, man. Come on, man. Calabasas, man. Can't even goddamn smoke, man. Mother effort.
All right. There you go. Anything you'd like to talk about? 520-9710.
The phones are officially open for the last hour of the week. Here on the Conway and Whitman Show.
Jason in Garden Grove, we'll start with you. You're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Let's go right to Garbage Grove.
That's Garden Grove, Rick.
Please, I'm in the middle of a sentence and say hello to Jason. Hey, Jay.
Yeah, yeah. What can I do for you, bud?
What do you got?
What's on your mind?
Well, you can do a lot for me, man. I'm getting married tomorrow.
Oh, good for you. Where are you getting married?
I'm getting married in Orange, man.
That is great.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to get some words of wisdom here. You know.
How long have you known the woman?
Well, I've known the woman for 5 years, man, and she is she's great. You know.
Right.
And I'm trying to get some words of wisdom from you two cats.
Tim, if I may, I do want to point out to Jason that absence makes the heart grow. Absent.
Ah.
So I'll throw that
yeah.
out there.
And you want to have kids?
No, we haven't got that far yet. You know what? Basically, what she wants to do is, she wants to raise a horse and start racing it. You know,
she wants to raise a horse.
Raise a horse and start racing it. You know.
Does she do that for a living?
No. Right now, she's into the food industry, eating it.
Does she know anything about horse racing?
Well. No, but she's
a big
fan.
That's a good idea. Is she wealthy?
Not yet.
Well, it sounds very promising. It all sounds very, very promising.
Yeah, how big is the wedding going to be?
It's, we're going about 100, you know.
And where'd you say it's going to happen?
With them?
Where?
Orange.
All right. Yeah. You sound very excited
Orange of Florida.
You sound very excited about it.
Oh. You know, it's going to be a big deal. But I was trying to get some words of wisdom.
We did give you, and that's a serious one. Absence makes the heart grow absent.
Yeah, I'd rather talk to her.
Yeah,
where is she?
Well, you know what she's doing right now?
What?
She's getting the nails done. Who knows? I don't know.
Right. So, I'd like to talk her out of it.
Yeah. I'd like to focus on something. You're getting married tomorrow, and you don't know right now where your bride is?
Well, no, I actually know exactly where she's at. What she's doing, who knows, you know? That's how it comes down to it.
How old are you?
Guy sounds like an idiot.
26, sir.
And what do you do for a living?
I work for the city.
Yeah, I don't think that you sound ready for marriage.
Dude, you sound like you're in high school, dude. You're all scattered and all crazy. I wouldn't get married, man.
Really?
Doesn't sound like you're into it, dude.
Really?
No, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan.
Well, no, that's...
get out of here, dude.
Jesus Christ. Thank you for doing that.
That guy's not getting married tomorrow.
Well, I think he is getting married tomorrow, and I think that there's something that we must do to stop that wedding.
He deserves it. F that guy. All right, let's talk to Patrick in Ventura. Patrick, you're on 97.1.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
All right, what do you got?
I just had a question. I'm a big horse racing fan. I'm going to go to tomorrow watch out Santa Anita, and I want to know what your pick is for the feature. I hope you know anything.
I'll tell you, man. Hold on here, dude.
I think Medici Code's going to do it. Pedroza.
I got to look at it real quick. I haven't looked at it yet.
This will not take long for Tim to throw together a couple of picks for you, my brother.
Yeah.
I wanted to call earlier for that girl, but she probably doesn't like horse racing. So.
Yeah, and you sound a little young, too.
I'm actually 31.
Oh, you have a high voice.
Yeah, I know.
Well, why don't you...
Small balls?
Yeah, go to our website and you can check her out there.
Oh, I will. You know, I'm kind of, you know, metrosexual. I got some tattoos, you know.
All right. what race tomorrow? The 8th or 9th?
I think it's the 9th, the feature, with Nuisance, Royale, and Medici Code.
Yeah, I like Champs...
Champs Ulysses?
Ulysses, yeah.
Is Gomez on him?
Yeah, and they're trained by Frankel.
Oh, Frankel's good on turf, so...
Yeah, I'd go... Here's three numbers for you, okay?
You know it.
Box the 678.
678?
Yeah.
Okay, if I had a single one for my pick four, I'll probably do like a $48 ticket. I'm going to single that race. Who would you single?
Probably the six horse.
Six horse? Who's on the...
Yeah, that's Gomez.
Frankel. All right, cool, man.
But I would say 678 box the trifecta.
78 trifecta box?
Yeah. And throw a three in there.
I don't want
awesome.
Thanks, dude.
All right, there he goes.
I don't want to, honest to God, I don't want to, you know, bring anything to, you know, I don't want to slow the train down or anything. But Randy Wang can testify to this. Since the last commercial break, which was at about 5 minutes to the hour, and now it's 9 minutes after the hour, my chest has hurt a lot. I'm just telling you the way it is. I'm not going to leave, and I'm not trying to scare anybody. But I did tell Randy Wang.
How many slices of pizza did you have?
I didn't have any pizza.
Wow.
Well, actually, I had pizza before I came to work.
Did you have any cake?
I didn't even have any cake.
What'd you eat today?
Just the pizza.
How many slices?
About four small slices. Half a pizza.
And you're having chest pains. You're getting sweaty, too.
Yeah, here, like under my...
oh, my word.
Under my breasts.
Well, take off your bulletproof... Oh, that's done.
No, that's me, Tim.
No.
it's very tight. It's very tight. Do you mind if I lower my chair?
No, go ahead. Take off your chest protector. That's not.
It's the left side and the right side. So it's not shooting either. I know a heart attack is like shooting. Oh, man. It just hurts. It, you know what it feels like? Not that I know what this feels like, but I think it would feel this way if I ran a marathon. I think I'd feel this way.
Is it under your ribs?
Yes, Tim, it is. Yes, it's under my ribs. That's a good question. And the answer is yes, it's under my ribs. It's actually right under. It's here.
Yeah.
I'm touching my ribs. It's under my ribs. It's right there.
It's gas.
No, it ain't, dude. I don't have to.
You're about to have a major fart.
No, it's not that. It's been 20 minutes. It's not that.
Well, you should go to the hospital. Check that out.
Oh, please.
You know, a friend of a guy I work with. All right, I'll just say that.
And I don't feel nauseous. I just feel sore and...
Did you pick any...
Huh?
Did you pick anything up today? Anything heavy?
No, sir.
Did you do any yard work?
No. No, it's not that, dude. It's not.
I think it's that.
It's
I think
not.
We're all in for a...
It's not. It would have happened.
A Whitman sampler.
By the way, you'd never be in for it because I'd go to the restroom. I would never do that in this room. I've told you 100 times. I wouldn't subject my partner to that. But I do feel real tight. Like my chest feels real tight. So I just want you to know that in the next 49 minutes, if I should actually,
should we call an ambulance?
No, I don't want that because then I'm going to have to go to the hospital and I'm not going to spend the night in the hospital.
If there's an ambulance nearby,
no.
will you let them check you out?
No, I will not. Well, I mean, you know, but I won't get in that. I won't go.
You won't get in the ambulance.
I will not get in the ambulance.
But if the ambulance driver comes by and goes, you're having a heart attack, you'll go.
See, then it's going to ruin my whole effing night.
Well, it's going to ruin you a lot more than that.
And my weekend tomorrow is the Nevada caucuses. I was going to watch that on TV. It'll pass. I'll be all right.
You okay?
I'm not getting in an ambulance.
Well, what about if a guy just comes and checks you out?
No, because then you're going to tell him to tell me that I have to get in the ambulance because you just want to see me climb into an ambulance because you think it will be funny, just the visual of me, and you'll ask Randy to get his camera.
Hey, dude,
throw this on the website, man. It's Whitman getting in an ambulance, man.
All right. Well, I hope. Oh, Brian.
No, it's not that.
That's going to be the ambulance ride all the way to Cedars.
Hmm.
If there's an ambulance nearby...
No, I'm not getting in. I'm not going to a hospital.
I know, but they can come check you out.
I'm not getting in an ambulance. It's too creepy.
You don't have to get in.
I'm not going to even get in it.
They get out, and they come to you. They don't just pull up and honk. You go get in.
And I'm leaving at 11, so ambulance or no... 10 to 11, ambulance or no ambulance, I'm leaving. And I'm driving home, and I'm not going to a hospital.
You're not married, right?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I'm single, Tim. You know that.
Those are married pains. Those are marriage pains.
As I talk about them, they go away a little bit, but they'll come back as these idiots get on the phone.
All right, the biggest loser in the valley next to me.
I didn't mean him. I did not see his name on hold.
Frankie Renzulli, how are you?
I did not mean you, my friend. I called
to ask a very sensitive question.
Okay.
Honestly,
I wanted to know if this is the big one. Can I have the Manilow albums? I just want to get it on record.
Yes, you can have all of them, and there's probably six or seven of them. They're all CDs. Although I did get one LP from a listener sent an LP. You can have them, my friend.
I didn't want to say anything earlier, but this is the friend that's going to Sundance.
I ain't going to Sundance.
Renzulli with his wife and kids.
No, he wouldn't go to Sundance.
I ain't going to Sundance unless they're doing a movie on your life. Then I will go. But I got to tell you, speaking of, you mentioned you had an LP. You know, that I got a small little turntable for Christmas.
Is that right?
Really? Oh. You know, they're neat. I actually have one, a record player, and it's kind of fun to break out old records and hear the scratchiness of that needle on the record and all of that. I like it.
Yeah, it was fun to watch my kids asking me questions like, so where do you put it?
You know, right.
And how do you make it go to the next song?
Yeah, they've never seen it.
Never.
I thought you asked for a typewriter, though. You got a phonograph.
Typewriter. Right? That's too close to work.
Now, do you put the record player next to your rotary dial phone?
No. No. Oh, I have it in the near my lava lamp.
No, is it in the same room with the Carter Mondale campaign posters?
No, I have that one in the attic by the that's there with my God, I can't even pull the name. I was looking for a name.
Sergeant Triver?
No. Songus.
Oh, you're right.
Songus was great. He's the first guy I ever voted for president of the United States. 1992, the late Paul Songus. He's passed away. He was a great guy. A great senator, really a good guy.
I was at Renzulli's last week. I brought my daughter over there, and she was hanging out with his daughter Francesca, and I'm sitting there in his foyer, right in the front of his house,
right.
And I'm looking around. I go, "Oh, there's something different about this. And I look over and I go, "Oh, that's what it is." Jackie, his wife, has put like a stand there right in the foyer, and his Golden Globe sitting on top.
Oh, get out of here! I couldn't find that thing.
By the way, do you really have Songus campaign stuff? If you do, I'll take it off you. You know,
No, I wish I did.
Yeah, because I collect that crap.
Yeah, no, I have some interesting pins, though. Do you collect pins?
I do
like
collect. Yes, I have a ton of pins.
I have because it was appropriate for this writer's strike that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was wearing my Wobblies pin. Do you know what the Wobblies are?
I don't know.
That's the International Workers Union. Probably the first. They're truly a militant union.
Hey, this strike is about 2 months old.
Yeah.
But how long have you been on strike?
That's the problem. When they said we were going on strike, I had to ask someone, now what is it I'm not going to be doing anymore? You know, exactly.
Are you not going to be not writing?
I'm not going to be not writing.
But guys, didn't I hear today on the radio, did I hear there's some sort of breakthrough? There's reason
that's the directors.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, no, there's some reason to be optimistic because there's an invitation to you know, sit down and basically start these negotiations again as a result of the DGA being somewhat settled.
Oh,
and
cool.
it's a good template for us to work from, I guess, you know, and I would be hopeful.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be cautiously hopeful, cautiously optimistic, as they say.
I was talking to Renzulli today. We were talking about a friend of ours who is married and doesn't want to have kids, and we both spend about a half hour trying to figure that out.
Figure out why he's married then?
Why? Yeah. What did I tell you, Tim?
Yeah.
Because when there's no kids, that doorway gets awful wide. You know?
that escape route.
Those windows get really wide. That car is faster than it's ever been before. Hey, but I have an interesting question for you, Mr. Whitman, if you don't mind.
Well, call me Brian, friend.
Yes, Brian. The you know, all politics aside.
Sure.
Just being the incredible, you know, impersonator, if you will, not impressionist. I don't know what the proper lingo is.
You know, I don't either, actually.
Well, you do voices very well.
Thank you.
The copycat.
Thank you, sir.
What would give you the most mileage on this whole array right now,
right,
as you see it?
Well, you know, Hillary Clinton would be decent because then I could do Bill again, you know, then right. Bill's back. Rudy Giuliani has a lisp.
Yeah.
Rudy has a lisp. And when he was mayor of New York, I did him locally in New York for a long time, so he'd be okay. Fred.
If you want to meet Al Sharpton, then it's got to be Obama, huh?
I don't know. I don't do Barack Obama. I don't do an impression of him. And then you who are the – Mitt Romney, I guess I could learn to do him. He's pretty dry.
He's bland.
Yeah, he's real bland. So my money is on Hillary, so we get the whole crew back. We get Hillary and Bill back. We get the whole bunch back. And then, of course, she has to pick somebody for vice president. Maybe she'll pick Obama. I don't know.
I think I'm starting to hear a pattern in Obama's voice now.
Oh, there is a pattern. There's a real cadence. I mean,
I'm starting to hear it.
The truth is, Monday we'll be celebrating Martin Luther King's birthday. There is, if you listen to old tapes of Dr. King giving a speech, I'm not suggesting that Barack Obama is ripping them off. I'm not suggesting they're equals. I'm not suggesting that. But I am suggesting that if you listen to their speeches, the rhythm of the words is kind of similar. The cadence is similar. He reminds me of him a little bit when I listen.
The guy is exciting. I will give him that.
He really is.
Which kid of yours, or did you do it yourself, who put that Hillary 08 sticker on your car?
That was, I had a fight with my neighbor.
Oh.
And this was akin to keying my car. But I'm,
That'd be interesting to see what happens. It's very interesting. I know we don't talk about politics much here, but on the Democratic side, between Hillary and Barack Obama, that's a real fight. I mean, that's a real slugfest. Yeah. No one really with any credibility can predict who's going to emerge the winner. And on the Republican side, you've got every major candidate with pretty much one win. So it's impossible to predict on the Republican side who the winner will be. So this is historic. It's the first time in a very long time when we had really no idea who the nominee might be.
Hey, Renzulli, I got a better question for you. Can you get out there tomorrow?
Oh, I'd love that.
You can't do it?
I got one of those, those bark collars? Incredibly evil things, I know.
Yeah.
But, I was having a nice and honest-to-God political conversation here, Timmy, and you had to go right back to...
Yeah, to the track.
To the dark days.
I'm prognosticating on who will get the nomination. Hey, man, you want to get out there, man? Hit the turf, man? You want to hit the rail, my brother?
By the way, because he brought up the track, Timmy, are you aware of this new superfecta?
The dime bet?
The high five?
Oh, yeah, it's the last five.
You got to pick five horses in a row.
Right.
Mr. Whitman, if you want to.
Yeah,
win
it's impossible.
Really? Who in the world could do that?
Certainly not me and Tim.
No, you know what it is? It's designed for the losers like you and I who are out of the six in the first leg.
I'm looking to get one in a row.
Yeah.
So you have to put five together?
Yeah, five consecutive. You got to tell who's going to win, who's going to come in first, second, third, fourth, and fifth.
Yeah, the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Wow, that's
I was out at the track with Renzulli a couple weeks ago. And I caught him doing this, and I'm not sure if he knew I saw it, but he was at the window for the ninth race, and they offered dime betting.
Didn't do it
in the ninth race, and he put 10 cents on a superfecta.
I would not do it.
It's like penny slots.
If I won, I would tear up the ticket. I would tear up the ticket.
Uh-huh.
But that would be my luck. That's when I will win.
Right.
Who's
when
betting
I
a
fall
dime?
So low as the best 10 cent ticket.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, guys. Love the show.
Thanks, Frank.
Take care of yourself. There he goes, man. Frankie Renzulli out in that valley.
Oh, he's funny.
All right. Before we take a break here, let's introduce this young lady, Shauna Woolsey. How are you, darling?
Woolsey,
man.
Shauna Woolsey used to work with us, and then she left for back east for Connecticut.
And actually, here's the amazing thing. We don't know where she is right now. She could be calling us from the next room. She could be in Connecticut. She could be in
where are you?
In the Pacific Northwest. Where are you?
I'm in Bothell, Washington.
In where?
Huh? Washington.
Oh, Washington. State of Washington. Okay.
Washington.
All right. Then, so you left back east because the guy kicked the hell out of you.
Right.
And you've moved to Washington. Is anybody in the state of Washington currently abusing you?
No, but my current boyfriend has been lying to me for the past few months about his entire life.
Oh. Oh. Jerry.
But at least he's not beating you.
Jerry. Jerry, please.
Can't.
Jerry. So, all right. Hold on, Wolsey. We got to take a break.
Hold on.
All right.
Glad things.
All right,
Woolsey, hold on.
Hold on, sweetie.
Woolsey, hold on one second.
Hold on.
All right, 520-971.
You didn't make me cookies. It was my birthday today.
Okay, all right, Woolsey, please. 520-9710 and 888.
Hello?
520-9710. Shauna Woolsey used to work with us. Yep. And let's find out what she's doing after.
Did you give away the prizes yet?
No, we haven't. We'll do that, though. Jesus, she's already annoying the hell out of me. And
why is she worried about the prizes? It's not her responsibility anymore.
I'm very angry, girl.
Don't be angry. Just hold on a second.
A cartoon character. All right, this is the Conway and Whitman Show. Woolsey, when we come back. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. God, is she annoying. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM, totally open phones. And look who we got here. Look at the cat dragged in. Yeah, Shauna Woolsey.
Hey, Seth. What's up,
baby?
Now, Woolsey, it's so nice to hear your voice, sweetie. Do you have any contact with Johnny Vegas, or is there no contact?
No contact with Johnny Vegas. I mean, I call him because he still has my stuff in Connecticut, but other than that, there's no contact.
All right, and this current boyfriend has been lying to you.
Right.
About small things or big things?
Big things.
Such as?
Such as he made up his brother and sister, just made them up. And then when I went to his house for Christmas, found out that he didn't have a younger brother and sister.
And you had did you have gifts for them?
What was that?
Did you have gifts for the made-up people?
Oh, no, thank God. That would have been so embarrassing. But here's the thing. So I go over there, and I said, you know, how come there aren't any pictures of your younger brother and sister? He said, you know, my family, they're just not close. And I said, well, there were pictures of you and your older sister, so how come there's no pictures of your younger siblings? And he said, no. What, you think I'm lying to you? You don't believe me? I guess I'll believe you. And then come to find out, he made him up.
Did he admit he made it up?
Wow. Yeah, after I had to confront him and his sister about it.
Why did he make it up? Did he have an explanation?
No, he just said because he was an idiot and he doesn't know why he lies about dumb things like that.
Yeah, but don't you like that?
Well, I'm still with him.
But you prefer somebody to abuse and lie to you.
Right. Your history, Shauna, as Tim points out, is you have a history of excusing really inappropriate behavior, whether it be...
Almost turned on by it.
Yeah, almost turned on by it, whether it's physical violence or radical lying and mistruths. You love that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I can't get enough of it, obviously.
All right. When you come back to L.A. again?
I don't know. I'm going to be moving probably in the summer. I'm not sure I'm going to go. But I'm going to apply for some radio jobs and... Once I get my feet on the ground again, so.
See, I feel badly because when you called us, I was very optimistic because you called us from Connecticut. You had that job. You were on the radio at Q95, right?
98Q,
right, in Danbury.
Right.
You were on 98Q and you were on the air, so we were all very optimistic. And then next call, you're living, I think, with your brother, right, which is what you're doing now.
Right. Well, actually, I got my own place. So
okay.
Good.
But the radio, you were making progress, you know, with your own radio show on the weekend, and now that seems to have stopped.
Right. No, I'm not doing that anymore.
Can you give us an example of what you sounded like on 98Q?
It's been such a long time, but I can try.
All right. What do you want? A song?
What do you got? Do you have Big Girls Don't Cry or?
All right, here we got what song is that, Jerry?
Don't Stop Believing by Journey. I think that might be too long. Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go. Don't Stop Believing. Take it away.
Denver's 98Q. This is Journey, one of my favorite bands, singing Don't Stop Believing. You might have heard it on The Sopranos. 98Q.
Hey, look at that.
Okay, I guess.
All right. Well,
I got to talk up the ramp a little bit more. I had a few more seconds.
Well, no, you do. I mean, you know, talk about the weather, and if you want to talk about, you know, here we go. Let me give you a little example, Shauna, please.
All right, here we go.
From the top.
All right, Rick.
All right, Rick D's, everybody. The pro is taking over.
Jerry,
Ryan, you understand? I got to load this. I can't just load it that quick. I got to load up
can.
A cart thing. No, I can't.
Load it.
It's loaded.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I'm not doing it.
All right.
He's an idiot.
All right. Hey, Shauna, do you have a web page or email address or MySpace you want to give out?
No, I still just have my regular MySpace, but I don't know why anyone would be interested in it.
What's your MySpace?
It's you can just look me up by Woolsey. That's my
Woolsey.
Yeah, we'll see. If you look up my profile name,
all right, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas and all that stuff, and we miss you. Come on by when you're back
in
town.
Tonight's a decent night for me maybe to get, you know, Friday night I can get a little edge on, a little wine, and call you up later. Are you going to be up late, Woolsey? Or
I will be up late, Whitman, just for you.
All right.
Okay, all right, take care, Woolies.
I'll talk to you guys
all
later.
Right, there she goes, everybody. Shauna Woolsey, man.
You see, I gave her a warning in advance. I said,
know. You're going to get drunk and you're going to hit her with a four-hour conversation.
Well, you know.
Dr. Roselle in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What say you, Doc?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, Doctor.
Yes, sir. This is Dr. Rajan.
Okay.
Symptoms that your co-host was saying is exactly that of a heart attack. He must go to the emergency room immediately.
And what are those symptoms?
Well, the chest pain, you know. And typically, it's external pain.
Right, but isn't it possible, doctor, that I just had some heartburn or something? I mean, it's gone away now. I don't even feel it anymore.
That's worse. They'll come and go.
Sure.
You must go to the emergency room immediately.
What are some of the other symptoms?
Well, you know, the fact he said, you know, that it's like a pressure light intermittently. That is a symptom of a heart attack, impending heart attack.
I'm not going to the hospital.
And what about... consistently talking about your experience and your career in radio. Is that a symptom?
Is that a symptom as well, doctor? Or is that just irritating to your co-host?
No. Maybe emotional may be part of that. You know, I'm a cardiologist too, you know.
And I don't mean to, and thank you, by the way, for caring enough to call about me. But when the pain goes away, you know, I mean, I'm not the only guy in Los Angeles who had a little chest pain today and it went away and he's, you know, and he moves on. You know what I mean? And he continues on with his day, doctor.
But no, I mean, that is typical. You usually think it is a heartburn, it's gas, you know. And particularly after a good meal, it commonly happens, you know.
Right.
And you need
But let me ask you something. If you have pain in your chest that comes and goes, that's a symptom of heart attacks?
Yes.
It is.
Right. It doesn't come and go. I did have, I had a whole heart workup about, 2 months ago, and I'm fine, doctor. I was fine.
If he was your patient, you'd recommend him going to the hospital tonight?
Immediately. Well. No ifs and buts about it.
All right, doctor. We thank you for calling, buddy.
You're very nice, doctor.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
You take care of yourself.
Thank you. You too.
How do you not go? You got insurance. You got a copay.
The pain went away, though. The pain is gone. The pain went away. The pain lasted for about 15 minutes, and it went away.
Yeah?
I mean...
You have no more pain anymore?
No, the pain is gone. I no longer have chest pain. I mean, if we talk about it, I'll probably work myself back into more chest pain. But as I described the pain earlier, behind my ribs and everything, I... The
sure.
pain is gone.
Sure.
The pain under my ribs.
Sure.
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
I think I'm okay, Tim.
Gone to heaven.
Sure.
What a way to go. I can't catch my breath. It must be a dream.
Sure.
But there's a very good chance that my brain is on fire.
I'm way past the point. Recovery. You're gonna be
yes!
You want me to what you're
for. Arabata. I love fun news. Stop it. It's not a funny clip.
You're giving me a heart attack.
I love Funyuns.
Must have died in
Shut up!
Gone to heaven. What a way to go.
I love Funyuns. Hi, Tim.
How you doing?
Sir, with all due respect, I could take your son. I love Funyuns. Tim, I should be getting laid. That's just mean, Tim. You were mean and rude. I love Funyuns. I love Funyuns. I'm kind of a masculine man, Tim. I love Funyuns.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. Anything you'd like to talk about, 520-9710.
And again, I want to thank the doctor who called, you know, who cared enough to call about me. That was very nice.
Get to the hospital, man.
Well, he said, you know, I would go right now and immediately.
Matt in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you doing?
Not bad.
Great. Actually, in a rage the other night on Wednesday, I couldn't stand the graffiti anymore in the neighborhood I was in, and I went to Home Depot and I bought about 15 cans of spray paint in different colors, and I ran around for about 4 hours and I painted about 3 square miles of the valley clean of graffiti, and I wonder how I'm viewed by the police.
You'll probably get arrested for that.
Oh, okay.
Don't you think?
Well, you didn't remove graffiti. You painted over it. I think there's a difference. You know who's a big guy to remove graffiti who will stop his car and get, some...
Rick Dees.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, he'll stop his car and get cleanser and remove graffiti.
I like it.
See, I don't do that because I've heard people getting shot painting over graffiti.
Well, he'll do this in the neighborhood, you know.
The gang members who put the graffiti up don't want you to do that.
Of course not.
No.
Well, then I'll leave it up
here. Hey, dude, we're going to give you a pair of tickets for your good work. As a matter of fact, we're going to give you all 3 prizes tonight. You're going to get a pair of tickets to Brad Garrett's stand-up comedy show.
You're going to give him 3 prizes?
Yeah. The Emmy Award-winning actor from Everybody Loves Raymond performs for one night only this Sunday, Morongo Casino. He's a very funny guy.
Brad Garrett is so funny.
Yeah. It's the Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. If you are in the Palm Springs area and you miss that show, you're an a-hole. Brad Garrett's one of the funniest people on the planet.
He certainly is.
Also, we're going to give you a copy of the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad by financial expert Robert T. Kiyosaki, also another very funny guy.
Oh, have you seen him?
Oh, he's hysterical.
Have you seen him do this thing where he gets a call from Abe Lincoln?
Yes.
Oh, Kiyosaki kills
with
that. Yeah,
can I borrow some money?
Oh, right. But you only hear his side of the conversation?
Yeah,
oh, God. And he holds the phone
on
stage?
Hysterical.
Oh,
yeah.
Please.
All right, you're also going to qualify for a Sonar Tech golf club and a hat.
Huh? Are you serious?
Yes. That's right, gang. A golf club and a hat. Also, we're going to give you a book.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Why We Want to Be Rich. Donald Trump and that Kiyosaki guy again.
You know what? It's such a pleasure to work with Robert Kiyosaki. When he gets into that Abraham Lincoln shtick and the phone rings and he picks it up and it's Abe Lincoln, I mean, my side starts splitting immediately, Tim. It really is one of the most innovative and truly, truly funny things I've ever heard in my entire lifetime.
How does that guy Donald Trump make money off that, Learning Annex?
Yeah, the one when he screams on the commercial?
It's like $29 to go.
You come down to the Learning Annex and I'm going to show you everything I've ever learned.
I don't know why he screams on that. I don't know why I'm sounding like Joan Rivers now.
Get his point across.
Yeah, but he does. He screams, and I think he makes money from every person who signs up. You know, if it's $29 a person, then it's, you know, $29 a head, and probably the Donald gets $20 of that. But you'd think he'd be above that.
What do you think, Jeff, from the John and Jeff show? Mm-hmm. You know, Jeff Carroll?
Jeff C?
Yeah. What do you think his favorite beer is?
Probably Miller Lite.
Wrong. And I know that Jeff goes home tonight and has his first beer of the week, right?
It'll be a little whiskey.
Yeah,
whiskey.
A little harder than beer.
But actually,
isn't it?
I will have some beer. I'll have a Smithix Irish beer that I'm really pumped that they're selling here in the States now.
What is it called?
Smithix. It's awesome. It's made by a small brewery purchased by, I believe, Guinness.
What?
Are you serious?
Yes. What is the beer? Can you just isolate the name of the beer?
Smithix.
What is it? What's the name of the beer? And I know that Jeff goes home tonight and has his first beer of the week, right?
It'll be some beer. I'll have a Smithix. I'll have a Smithix. 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 Irish. Have a Smithix. Irish beer that
How
I'm
do you
really
spell
pumped.
That?
I'll have a Smithix. Irish beer that I'm really...
He should get a new beer.
No, it's almost... it's
a new favorite beer.
It's funnier than Werner Schooner. When Fake Arnold calls us and he's having Werner Schooner.
I'll have a Smithix. I'll have a Smithwick's.
Have you ever seen? I mean, you do.
I've never seen Smithwick's.
I mean, you do a lot of beer shopping. You've checked out the whole aisle where they have.
I have no idea where you buy it.
Yeah, I don't either. I've never heard of it.
I don't think they offer it in Rouse. I think you go to a liquor store.
Maybe he imports it from Ireland or something. I think he said it's Irish beer.
I'll have a Smithwick's.
And what's the name of it again, Jeff?
I'll have a Smithwick's.
Smithwick's.
Yes, and when he goes into the bar, he says, "Bartender, 2 Smithwick's to go."
I'll have a Smithwick's.
With his whiskey.
Oh, God. He might have a drinking problem.
A Smithwick's.
How do you spell that? Because I'm trying to look it up online.
Idea.
And I can't find anything.
I have no idea.
I'm going to take a guess.
Smithwick's.
I'm going to take
Smithwick's.
Smithwick's.
Smithwick's. I don't know.
I'm going to take a wild stab at Smithwick's.
All right.
All right. Is that? All right. Is Doc here?
Doc is not here.
All right. Doc is not here.
Oh, no, wait. There he's over. He's over there.
Oh, Doc is here. All right.
No, that's not Doc.
Doc is not here.
Smithwick's. S-M-Y-T-H-K-S. Smithwick's.
Dude, he is, okay. It's actually spelled Smithwick's, but it's pronounced Smithwick's.
How did I do with my spelling?
Not good.
It's actually spelled S-M-I-T-H-W-I-C-K-S.
I didn't do too
Smithwick's.
Smithwick's.
But it's actually pronounced Smithwick's, it says.
Wait,
on this.
Jeff, how is it pronounced?
I'll have a Smithwick's.
Ah, all right.
I'll have a Smithwick's.
All right.
Aaron in Sherman Oaks, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how you?
Pretty good.
Good.
All right. This is kind of going back a little bit earlier, but it was about how you can identify a guy who's an a-hole.
Oh, right.
We're going several hours back.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get the number before. I was like, I don't have a number. I never called before. Long.
It's fine, sir. Go ahead.
I know. You know what this station needs to do is give it out more often.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. I'm not trying to tell you how to run your show, but, you know, if you want to run your show better.
Hey, what is Jeff Carroll's favorite beer?
Smithwick's.
Yeah.
I have a Smithwick's.
and what
which
were you...
Which qualified him for being an a-hole, even though he's not.
If you had gotten through 2 hours ago, what would you have said?
I was going to say that the quickest way for me to identify a guy who's an a-hole is when he's around just the fellas, and he sounds shocked and amazed when a guy cheats. Like, can you believe Kobe did that? It's like, are you kidding me? If I'm driving, you got to get out of my car. Because that doesn't make no sense.
Or how about this, when you say to a guy, so have you ever had a hooker? And he goes, I don't do that.
Sorry.
Yeah, because he hasn't broke the seal quite yet. He hasn't done it yet.
I can't believe Kobe did that.
Yeah, they do that. And it's like he's got a wife and a kid. Are you kidding me? The resume is irrelevant. He's a dude. And so they kill him with that.
Man.
And there's no girls around.
That's
so
very
there's
funny.
Really no reason to say that.
That's very funny, dude. Yeah, you're right. You know what? It's also the reason why a guy on standing trial for rape can't get a fair shake, because every woman in the jury is going to vote him guilty, and every guy is going to try to impress his pansy wife at home by going, "Yeah, can you believe what that guy did? Mm-hmm. I voted that mother effer guilty." Right?
Yeah, you're right. He didn't stand a chance.
Yeah, even if he didn't do it.
Everybody's fronting and trying to look a certain way, and it's all, you know, erroneous and dishonest and disingenuous.
Yeah.
And guys do it all the time.
Hey, call us again, dude. You're a good caller.
You're a good
man.
Caller, Aaron.
Take care of yourself.
I'll call you again.
Okay. All right, there he goes. Aaron in Sherman Oaks.
See you, dude.
All right, we got to get out of here. Gretchen and the Lukes are coming up.
What's his name again?
Lukes.
Lukes.
Yeah. And they are coming up at midnight, or at 11 o'clock here, 11 to 1.
Hello, Gretchen and the Lukes. Look out, Gretchen. The Lukes is off the road with something special in mind.
They'll take you to 1 o'clock, so stay tuned for them. I always listen to that show on the way home.
Can you get somebody in here who calls horse races?
I don't think you can.
Get somebody in here that can that calls horse races.
All right. All right, it's Conway and Whitman. We'll see you, one of us will see you Monday, the other we'll see you Tuesday.
Yeah, enjoy Martin Luther King Day. I know you'll be reflecting on his legacy, Tim.
I hate to say this, but I think only racists work on Martin Luther King Day, so I'm going to take it off.
Well, thanks.
Okay. All right, it's the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. I know you still care, do you, Brian?
I'll be here.
Now it's a done day. It's time to say goodbye. It was great. We can't wait till once again we all say hi. But for now we'll say goodbye. We must be on our way. On our way we will shout. I used my noggin today. I used my noggin today.
Big Timmy!
I'll have a Smithix.
Sure.